thereby hang many tales as well. On that occasion, in East Berlin, Dr. Schliack, Volker Schliack, who was the diabetes physician in East Berlin, took me to what he called, I think, his diabetes Stellung, which was a house which he had acquired where his diabetic patients came and stayed for 2 or 3 days. And while they were there, the members of the staff also spent much of their time there. They learnt about food, and how to inject, and how to test, and all of the other things that a person with diabetes had to learn. It was a sort of resident training course. And that struck me as an extremely good idea. And it was after that, after I came back, that we started exploring the idea of a day centre at Guy's, and eventually opened our day centre. And soon after that, colleagues opened centres in Sheffield, in Aylesbury, in Colchester, and so on. So the diabetes centre notion really grew out of that.
But just back in the 1950s, it was clinic-based. Where were non-insulin diabetics going? Was R.D. Lawrence interested in them too? Or?
Not very, no. His passion, obviously, was for people like himself who were trying to make a go of life, and he gave them every encouragement. The non-insulin-dependent diabetic was regarded as a person with mild diabetes. Somehow we just didn't see the dramatic development of eye, kidney, heart disease and so on in them that was so apparent in the youngsters with diabetes. And it really was many years before it became apparent that they were just as liable to these complications, to which was added some of the problems of the later years of life anyway, the fact that blood pressure was likely to be higher, that the arteries weren't as clear in older people as they were in younger people, so that in many ways they were worse off than the insulin-dependent patients. And also, of course, let's face it, people were not living as long then. There were not as many obese people around, so that type 2 diabetes, we now call it, was less common. Much less common, I suspect. And in fact, that was why in 1962 we carried out the Bedford Survey. That was also a sort of diabetic turning point in my life. I came back from the United States to...